Be uplifted, be inspired. This is Step Forward and Volunteer.
Welcome to the latest episode of the popular Step Forward and Volunteer podcast, brought to you by Lions Clubs British Isles. My name is Samantha Boffin, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in. If you haven't listened before, our aim is simple. We want to celebrate the positive difference volunteering makes to communities across the British Isles and beyond. To do that, we'll be speaking to those who give up their time to help others, inspiring more people to step forward and volunteer. In this episode, we hear from the past International President of Lions International and Chair of the Lions Clubs International Foundation, Douglas Alexander of Brooklyn, New York City, who's speaking with Mandy Broadbent. Douglas Alexander explains the important work of the foundation and why some of the challenges are being faced by local communities following a humanitarian disaster, and the impact local Lions members have in responding. Followed by a conversation between myself and Ron Lindsay from Tickhill Lions in South Yorkshire, who joins us to talk about how the club raises funds to support the community and how they've joined forces with neighbouring clubs to apply for matching grants from the Lions Clubs International Foundation to increase the Lions' support for very local worthy causes. But first, I have a favour to ask. We would like your help in getting the word out about Step Forward and Volunteer. Tell your family, tell your friends, and if you're a Lions member, why not let other members of your club know about the podcast and how easy it is to listen? All you need to do is either go onto the website www.lionsclubs.co, where you'll see a link to the podcast, or you can search for Step Forward and Volunteer on apps like Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You can listen on demand or subscribe so that you never miss an episode. We publish a new program on the second Wednesday of each month, and we are really keen to spread the positivity and get as many people listening as we can. So, we hear from the chair of the Lions Clubs International Foundation, Douglas Alexander, on the important work of the foundation.
Welcome, Douglas Alexander. Could you tell the listeners how the Lions International Foundation helps countries experiencing a humanitarian crisis?
Sure, I'd be glad to. The Lions Clubs International Foundation, which is the grant-giving arm of our great association, it's been in existence since 1968. And when there's disasters around the world, Lions can request grants to help in those situations. Perfect example, the recent situation in Turkey and Syria, which was devastating. Over 40,000 people lost their lives. The very first day, Lions International Foundation approved what we called an MCAT grant, a major catastrophe grant, in the amount of $200,000. And we reached out to the Lions in Turkey, because we do not have Lions in Syria, but we're looking to help the people in Syria as well by the surrounding countries that have Lions clubs. And since that initial grant was given, I recently approved a $360,000 grant for additional container housing that they will put in a village that they've set up where people have temporary housing until their homes are restored. Mm-hmm. And that's just one situation. In the U.S., recently we had the Mississippi had a hurricane that went through there, a tornado. And we approved a $10,000 emergency grant, which you can get within 24 to 48 hours. And then an official $50,000 major catastrophe grant to help them as well. Of course, there's much more need, but these grants give them that money to start taking care of the immediate needs, such as the, you know, toiletries and water and food and clothing and things like that to help them get back on their feet.
Thank you. When you're going into disaster areas and you're providing relief to local communities affected by earthquakes and their aftershocks or, you know, the flooding, when you're visiting, what strikes you most when you're going to, you know, these disaster areas?
Great question. Because you can see it on television a lot of times, but actually standing there, it's a whole different feeling. You really, truly get the feel of what had just taken place there. Perfect example, in Kentucky, when a tornado went through there, I went to Kentucky and I stood where the candle factory, which was on the news quite a bit, where a lot of people lost their lives. And to see that nothing but a slab of cement there now. But you could still smell the aroma of candle in the air. And this was several months after the incident. And just to meet a family who had just completed building their home 30 days and just wiped off the foundation. They hadn't even yet got insurance on their home. But to see lines pull up in a tractor trailer with generators and water and food to help these people, that's what we do every day, 365 days a year around the world in more than 200 countries and geographical areas.
So you feel it really affected you?
You feel humbled. You feel that you're making a difference, that you're helping people through a very difficult time.
Mm. So you're witnessing the impact made by local Lions who were responding immediately then, aren't you? Is there one particular thing that you could take as you're looking, you're going around each of the disaster areas? Is there something that you could, you take away from that?
Yes. When you see the Lions at work and they're doing it from the bottom of their heart, not looking for anything in return. And one that sticks out in my mind was in 2010 when Haiti had the earthquake.
Yes.
And the Lions were there and we were working. And, in the beginning, all of the service organizations are there, the Red Cross and others. But we made a commitment to the people of Haiti that we would be there for as long as it took to help them get back on their feet. And you see on television the blue tarp tents that are there with the Lions logo on it. And Lions are restoring their medical centers, homes, schools. That's what we do.
And what are some of the challenges that are faced by local communities recovering from the earthquakes as such like we've witnessed in Turkey and other areas, Pakistan with the flooding?
Pakistan.
Because obviously they must feel like they've got an uncertain future.
Yes, they do. But some of the difficulties is, getting to the areas after an earthquake, roads are knocked out. And so it's not always easy to get to these places right away. And the other thing is, when we're giving relief, making sure that it gets to where it is needed. So it's important that we make sure that not only the funds, but the food, water, and all of those things actually get to the people who are in need.
Yeah. And what would you say to anyone asking why Lions get involved as volunteers, not just locally, but as an international community?
Well, because our organization, we have a motto of simply we serve. Wherever we see a need, and we have another statement out there, where there's a need, there's a Lion. And when we see a need, Lions step up to the plate to try to make that situation better. We serve. That's what we do every day.
And anybody wishing to donate to the foundation, is there anything you'd like to say?
We appreciate all the help that we can get because the need is so great out there. And the United Nations recently did a survey and they talked about the increasing disasters that are happening around the world. When you listen to the news, almost on a daily basis, you hear some situation that's affecting some part of the world, whether it's a fire, wildfires, or earthquakes, or flooding. I was in Germany and saw some of the flooding that's taken place there. And the Lions were, out working to help people restore. We visited one gentleman whose bakery was completely destroyed. But there they were, rebuilding it, putting a new bakery in that community. And that's Lions at work, making a difference. And if anyone who wants to support the work that we're doing, because a lot of times we can't physically get out there to help, but we want to help in some small way by making a small donation, it's much appreciated. You can go to lionsclubs.org/donate, and you'll be able to make a donation online. We appreciate whatever you can do to help in situations like that. And people want to help. And what we must make sure we continue to do is let people see the results of the monies that they donate to our association. One thing we're very proud of, whatever you give goes to the cause. There's no administrative piece taken from your donation. If you give $100 for disaster relief, $100 goes for disaster relief. And that says something about our foundation, how well it's run.
It's 100%.
100% of your donation goes to the cause.
And finally, is there anything you'd like to add?
I would just like to say I have been given an awesome opportunity to serve in this position last year as the international president and this year as chairperson of our foundation. To get to travel around the world and to see how the work of Lions is impacting people's lives in a positive way. I think that's an opportunity that every person should have to see that there are good people in this world. When we look at our world, there's so much turmoil going on. Mm-hmm. But I believe that there's more good than bad that takes place. And Lions sure step up to the plate to show that we serve. Where there's a need, there's a Lion. And we're serving a world in need. From 106 years, we're now in our second century of service. And we want to make sure that our foundation will be there for many decades and years to come to fulfill those needs. And that it could only happen by us continuing to support our foundation. So I will say to all the Lions out there, thank you for your support of LCIF. Let's continue to make a difference in the world and make this world a better place for all people to live. Thank you.
Thank you, Douglas Alexander.
It's time now for a short break. We'll be back after this.
Never miss an episode of Step Forward and Volunteer. Listen via lionsclubs.co or subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts.
Now, we're joined by Ron Lindsay, a member of Tickhill and District Lions Club near Doncaster in South Yorkshire, who's here to talk about their annual fundraising programme in support of their local community and how, as a club, they've joined forces with surrounding Lions clubs to not only fundraise but secure grants successfully from the Lions Clubs International Foundation. Hello, Ron.
Hello there.
Hi. Now, the Tickhill and District Lions have an important fundraising programme. Could you tell us a bit about it, Ron? So, for instance, do you have a yearly plan or who would benefit from your support?
We certainly do have a yearly plan. I'll start in June, July. We have two classic car shows each year. The first one is in June each year, which we hold in a local town of Rossington. And the second one is in Harworth and Burcoats, which is another township in our area. And that's held in September. We also have the Santa Sleigh event at Christmas time each year. Very, very popular. That's a great fundraiser for our club. We do have Christmas raffles. We have many, many what we call race nights in various venues to help raise our funds and to help other clubs around the district, like local cricket clubs, local football teams, and that sort of thing. And there are many other things. We have an Easter egg extravaganza, which is a great money raiser. And we have special events for fundraising as well, such as which we did last year for the Ukraine appeal. We did raise quite a large amount of money for the Ukraine last year as a club in rural South Yorkshire. We raised about £18,500. So we did very well on that.
Wow.
And regarding the classic car shows, we get lots of sponsorship from local companies, from car dealerships, bus companies, classic car builders and renovators. They're only too pleased to sponsor us. There's no, and we do produce a program when we get lots of local advertisers, and we make lots of fundraising out of the program as well. So it's a great fundraiser, you know, and we do it twice a year.
So that's brilliant. So what kind of people benefit from all your fundraising?
Well, in recent times, we have a policy where we raise money locally, and we try and donate back into the local community. Around 90% of our fundraising goes back into the local community. But then there are other special cases, such as Bluebell Wood, which we've supported in recent times, and the Doncaster and Bassett Law Hospital Trust, which was supported with the Serenity Appeal in recent times as well.
Wow.
Many local individuals have the benefit of our fundraising.
That's amazing. And also, as a club, you've been really good at raising funds to support your community with neighbouring Lions as well. Am I right in that?
Especially on the matching grant side of things. We've applied for two matching grants in recent times, one for Bluebell Wood and one for the Serenity Suite for the Doncaster Hospitals. With the Bluebell Wood appeal, we joined forces with six other Lions clubs, five from South Yorkshire and one from North Nottinghamshire. And we managed to raise enough funding to apply for our first matching grant.
That's fantastic.
And secondly, we joined forces with a local club 12 miles away at Thorn, and we managed to raise a significant amount of money for the Serenity Appeal to build a Serenity Suite at the Doncaster Hospital.
Wow. So the first grant that you joined forces for was for the Bluebell Woods Children Hospice. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yes, I can, yes. We've always supported Bluebell Wood for many years. We do have what we call a President's Charity, and for many years prior to this, Bluebell Wood received our President's Charitable Award. We have quite a large amount of funding in our club, and we had an opportunity to donate a larger amount because we knew they were in need of certain things. Bluebell Wood was established in 2008, and obviously by the time we came to 2018, 19, 20 sort of thing, it was in need of lots of the family rooms that needed a lot of renovation. So we donated as a club £5,000, and we managed to increase that to £8,350 with the support of other clubs, which then enabled us to apply for a matching grant. Now, the minimum matching grant is $10,000, which with today's exchange rate is about £8,500, so that was pretty fortunate there. We managed to renovate several of their family rooms. We put new... I'll just say a little bit about Bluebell Wood itself first. It's used for children and young people up to the age of 25 years old for end-of-life care. That's what it's all about. And we've been many times with our Santa, and we've had a great time there with the children. And we could see that the rooms needed renovation. So we managed to decorate or provide funding to decorate 7 of the family rooms.
Wow.
And we put into the rooms as well adjustable height sink units for the various sizes of children, you know, so they could be adjusted. Several televisions, the latest state-of-the-art televisions with all the latest programming and Netflix and all that sort of thing. And we installed children's hoists in each of the rooms as well, which is an essential feature, really, to have the hoist to lift children. And we also installed an adjustable hoist on a track system in the spa room as well, in the spa pool, to help get the children in and out of the spa pool and spa bath, which had special features as well, with special lighting and radio on special music and all that type of thing as well. So it was a great thing.
Yes, I mean, I've seen some pictures and they're absolutely beautiful rooms, and that makes a real difference, actually, to have both beautiful and useful rooms.
Absolutely, yes. It was a great thing to be able to do it for them. But we got a lot of satisfaction out of doing it as well.
I'm sure, yes. So for your second application, you raised money for Doncaster Royal Infirmary. I think you also joined forces with other Lions for that. Am I right?
Yes. When you apply for a matching grant, you can't do it in isolation. You have to join forces. There has to be at least 2 clubs involved.
Right.
So with the first one, we had 7 clubs involved. In the second one, the matching grant for the Serenity Suite, there was 2 clubs involved, 2 very proactive and large clubs in South Yorkshire, being Tickleham District and the Thorn Rural Lions Club. So we joined forces with them to raise funding for that. We jointly managed to get together £15,100 initially, and that, with today's exchange rates, equates to $20,000. So we applied for a grant of $20,000. We had the benefit of the exchange rate coming back from the USA to us as well. That worked in our favour. So that when it came back, it was increased to £33,475.
Wow.
So that was the matching grant element for the Serenity Suite. But we went on beyond that and we raised even more money. We raised another £5,100 after that. So the final sum was almost £40,000, you see. So it was a great thing.
And what does the Serenity Suite do, Ron?
Well, the Serenity Suite, it's in Doncaster and Bassett Law. Our local hospital is the Doncaster and Bassett Law Trust. So Bassett Law is an area in North Nottinghamshire. So we straddle the border between Yorkshire and Nottinghamshire. They have the benefit of all the facilities. And the Serenity Suite is a long-awaited thing that mothers, when they've had the loss of an infant, it's been very difficult for them because they've been in the normal children's ward with all the other mothers who have got healthy babies. So it was essential, really.
Absolutely.
So at last, it's going to fruition. It's due to be completed on June the 12th. So we're looking forward to that.
So, Ron, you've talked about matching grants. Can you tell us a bit more about what that means and what the process is about them?
Yeah, matching grants for large-scale humanitarian projects and must serve a large population. Grants are awarded between $10,000 up to $100,000. And projects typically provide funding for capital construction and equipment, such as mobile health units, centres for the disabled, medical equipment, and equipment for nursing homes and schools. There has to be more than one Lions Club involved when applying for a grant, right. And there are three meetings each year to consider all the applications. So you have to start your project at least 6 months in advance to do your fundraising, put it all together, put your project plan together, and then make the application itself. You have to say what the purpose is. You have to come up with a project timing plan. You have to come up with a project budget and a time frame for completion to satisfy the criteria. The meetings take place in January and May and August each year. There is a procedure there to follow. It shouldn't put people off. I've done two now. I'm going to do another one.
Yeah, it sounds like a good planning structure that's in place. That's brilliant because you can achieve so much more with these matching grants. I mean, they're an incredible resource, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. And are you planning any further applications to Lions Club International Foundation for any other initiatives in the future?
We certainly are. We're very proactive. We're always thinking about what we can achieve. If I just explain that the Bluebell Wood Initiative was for young people up to the age of 25, I said. The Serenity Appeal was for families and parents in their time of loss. And now to complete the next step, we're looking to the older range of the community, and we're going to support St. John's Hospice, which is hospice for end-of-life care. So we've really had a program that will benefit the whole of the community.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing, Ron. So it's absolutely fascinating how much can be achieved when Lions come together in the way that you described. So have you got any tips or stories to tell on that aspect?
Well, absolutely, yes. What I would like to do is encourage clubs, really, to work together. There are many small clubs, but if they join forces, they could achieve so much more and share the benefit, really.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's what Lions do best, I think, when
absolutely.
They work together.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Ron, thank you so much for sharing all the amazing work you're doing at Tickhill and District Lions. And I wish you all the best in the future for all your further fundraising.
Okay, thank you so much, Sam.
That is all we have time for on this month's podcast. Don't forget, you can also listen to past editions of the Step Forward and Volunteer podcast anytime via www.lionsclubs.co or on Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. If you would like to know more on either the purpose-built Serenity Suite, which is being located away from the busy main labour ward, allowing families to be together in a safe, secure and serene space, or to see how Bluebell Wood Children's Hospice has had their family rooms, soft play and hydrotherapy rooms renovated and refurbished, please go to lionsclubs.co/public/lion-magazine and view the Lion Magazine Autumn 2022 edition. Thanks once again to our special guests, Chair of the Lions Clubs International Foundation, Douglas Alexander, Ron Lindsay from Tickhill and District Lions, and to Mandy Broadbent. And a big thank you to you, our listeners, as well. Take care and goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Step Forward and Volunteer. If you want to get involved in local community volunteering, visit www.lionsclubs.co to learn more.